A number of things contribute to heart disease, for instance, smoking, obesity, diabetes. But there are also many people prone to coronary disease who don't smoke, aren't overweight, and who have normal cholesterol. That's where family history comes in. Aurora Healthcare says 60% of patients in research studies have a gene malfunction that increases the risk for heart attacks. It's now offering a genetic test for that. Dr. Musad Akhtar is president of Aurora's cardiovascular services. He says it will allow them to better gauge who may get heart disease.
If you have a genetic marker, you are prone to it. It's better that you do everything that is possible, because you have to become more compliant, because it's not a choice. As opposed to if you don't have a genetic marker that gives you the risk, then you're a little bit safer.
In other words, watching your diet and exercising can only do so much if the genetic cards are stacked against you by having a variant in the gene called KIF6. Aurora is the first Wisconsin health provider to use the genetic testing provided by the California company Solera. Users of the technology say it allows doctors to offer patients cholesterol-lowering drugs if there's a family history of heart disease. But one hospital not using the testing questions how much of an impact it has on patient care. Specialists at St. Mary's of Madison say the genetic testing is somewhat experimental. That provider plans to monitor the technology more before deciding whether to offer it. Shamee Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.